Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome back. Football Friday live from Neighbors Pub today, Kenmore Avenue. Chance to win a Josh Allen jersey. Stop by, scan the QR code. We're broadcasting here this afternoon. No purchase necessary. Join us for other upcoming broadcasts at Leo's and at Mitchell's. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly, 21 plus. We all enjoy Sal responsibly, I would say, I would hope.
So, I enjoy at times even some irresponsible consumption of Sal.
Of Sal?
Yes.
I'll give you a minute to think about what that might be.
I don't even know what it means.
Sal Capaccio with us now on the Western Hotline. I mean, it's Friday and there's usually something, I guess, some injury news, but Sal, I feel like we got quite a bit today.
Yeah, we did, guys. You're right about that. Really, up until even not knowing until it was revealed that because it happened at practice, I would guess, that Taron Johnson is now on the injury report and listed as questionable with a groin injury. That is not something that Sean McDermott mentioned to me. It's not something he mentioned to the media when he met with them right after. And he had not been on the injury report all week. But now he is with a limited participant designation today. Questionable game designation. We knew Daquan Jones would be out. Josh Palmer would be out. And Shaq Thompson is out for the game. McDermott confirmed all of that. I did ask him about Shaq if that happened during practice on Wednesday. He said, well, it was something that was lingering. They were going to give him the vet rest day, but it was a little bit more that wound up going into it once they got out to the practice field, basically.
I guess it's obvious, maybe, Sal, like the Taron Johnson news could go either way. I mean, you could have something serious here.
Yeah.
Or so, just like a tweak, we'll play it safe.
Right, there's no way to know right now.
It seems like it'd be tough to guess.
Yeah, so limited could mean that he started practice and got hurt and left. Or it could mean that they already knew that something was bothering him, so he's a bit limited at practice. They just want to lay off him, but they're going to list him as questionable because, you know, he was limited with the injury. But being questionable for the game is the alarming part. Now, I will say this, guys. I just tweeted this out a little while ago that it's like a pet peeve of mine. I hate the fact that the NFL got rid of the probable designation several years ago. Like that, I understand why they did it, because the NFL said, look, they did this research and like 95% of the players listed as probable actually played in the game. So they figured it was pointless. But to me, it at least gives you a better sense of where the team thinks the guy is, right? You see questionable, you don't know. We're having this discussion, like what happened to Taron Johnson? If he's probable, then it's like, okay, well, there was something going on with the groin, but should be okay. And I think that would at least help. And yeah, I hate being in the spot where you just kind of have to guess and don't know.
Yeah, right. I mean, questionable. Putting him in that bin leaves you at what kind of shoes is he wearing when he's out on the field for warm-up, right? Like, is he with the regular DBs or are the trainers supervising him while he's doing whatever he's doing out there? Like, it just becomes this sort of piecing things together, which, can be challenging. If he can't go, What?
Yeah.
Is there more three linebacker looks, or are we Cam Lewis? Like, what do we do if Taron Johnson can't go in this game Sunday against the Chiefs?
I think it's just straight Cam Lewis becomes the backup, and he plays. And then Jamarcus Ingram is probably the number two nickel in that case. And you do have Jordan Hancock, who could also play the position, but he's a safety now, really. But I think it's straight up Cam Lewis. The only time they'd play three linebackers is when the personnel dictates it. Like, I don't think that an injury to the nickel dictates it. I think it's more of, if they're going to go big, they're going to go three tight ends, you put in
that makes sense.
An extra linebacker, right? It's just, but otherwise, whatever your normal game plan is, it's just next man up.
It's not the week for it.
No,
Sal. It's
no. You want
it's
all
not
your
the week for it.
Your best cover guys. Your best tacklers. Yep. Your best of it. You want the best of everything.
If Taron Johnson doesn't play in Carolina, I don't even know if I would think twice about it.
Right.
But this is not the week for it.
No, and I would say this though. I'm not telling you that they should move on from Taron Johnson and play Cam Lewis anyway. But I don't think it's been Taron's best year. And, you know, I think that Cam Lewis has filled in adequately whenever he's had to play, especially at nickel. At safety, he's been a little bit different sometimes. He can get you by there, but that's his more natural spot, playing nickel. And he's a very, very tough run defender, Cam Lewis is. You guys remember 2020, ironically, against the Chiefs, the COVID year. It was moved to Monday night at the stadium, that weird 5 o'clock time. Taron, who had been with the team for a couple years already, basically got benched. He lost his starting job. Cam Lewis started for him that game. And then Cam broke his forearm early in the game, and Taron Johnson went back in and never lost the job again.
Yeah, I didn't remember that. Wow. The first of what is soon to be 10 meetings since COVID between the Bills and the Chiefs. Sal, what's left to say about these teams together? What's different this year is, as we know, the standings. Like, neither team is in first place, which would have been really surprising to anybody to think before the season that you'd get to week 9 and be there. But, you know, Sam Pandiatovich came on and was talking about how the spread is 4.5 points different from last year toward Kansas City. And he finds that interesting because it's mostly the same teams.
Is it? I mean, I guess. I mean, even Pacheco was out that game, right? I think he was, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think he played in that game against the Bills that day.
I think not that these are spread movers, but I think Worthy's emergence, when they played last year, Worthy was not yet someone that, you know, well, we might have been worried about him because of the draft day trade or whatever, but he hadn't really broken out yet. Rashee Rice wasn't there. Hollywood Brown might have even been in and out. Who knows? He had an injury-riddled first year there, but they've got, and Kelsey looked like maybe he was on his last legs, and all of that is different this time around.
Yeah, that's right. That part of it is different. I think it's recency bias, a lot of it. I mean, we've all been hearing it. Everybody's been talking about it. The Chiefs look like the best team in the league. They've been on a mission here. You know, they've been undeniable on offense, the way that they've looked the last few weeks. Look at the Bills. They're struggling on offense. They're struggling on defense to stop the run, right? It's just, I think that is a big part of why you see the line where it is. There's a lot of just, look at the Chiefs, that arrow is going up, the Bills arrow is going down, and I don't know how the Bills are going to stop them. I mean, I look at these, I think there's such familiarity with these two teams, these two coaches, the two coaching staffs, I should say. It's always a close game. I mean, the Bills won by 11 last year, but that was a really close game, that play by Josh Allen, that Jim Nance, like the game of the year, or play of the year, he calls it, and all that.
Right.
These are always close games. I mean, playoffs, regular season, all those games you mentioned, like, since COVID. I mean, I know the AFC Championship game wasn't as close in that year, but, I mean, really, it's generally been a one-score game whenever they play.
Yeah, that AFC title game at the end of the 20 season is the one sort of aberration. Sam even mentioned that. Like, that game was not close. Everything else mostly has been, even if, like you just referenced, the regular season meeting last year ended up being a bigger margin of victory in the end. It was a tight game, really, all the way.
Yeah, and guys, I mean, the Chiefs are really good. They're not perfect. There are things that, you know, if you're in Kansas City talking about that team, one of the things that was brought up, I was on a couple different, you know, radio spots and with people this week, like, they're not rushing the passer very well. They're not getting home. You know, and that's something they're a bit concerned about as the season goes on. If you look at in fact, I was doing it this morning with Jeremy and Joe, they blitz at a fairly high rate, a little bit more than normal in the league. But they're hurry rate is last in the league. Their quarterback hurry rate is literally dead last in the NFL. So they're not doing that particularly well. They're not a great run team. Now, I do think without Pacheco, they'll lean more into Kareem Hunt. They'll become a little bit more of a power run team. And then Breshard Smith, you just don't know how they're going to use him. They've been sprinkling him in here and there, but he's only averaging 3 yards a carry. But you know, they're not a perfect team. You know what they do really well, and they do it incredibly well, but you got to stop that. If you can at least try to slow them down like that, there are ways in which I think the Bills have a path to a victory. But, you know, the Bills are going to have to play a lot of mistake-free football to make that happen.
So we covered Taron Johnson. We don't know his status. Shaq Thompson, you mentioned, yep, out. Taylor Rapp may be out for the year, Sal. Were you taken aback by that update?
Maybe not taken aback. I guess I was a bit surprised that Sean gave that update now in week number 9, that's, you know, looks pretty likely that that's the case. But it must be, you know, severe enough for him to feel comfortable sharing that. And he even said, like, he's not a doctor. He doesn't know for sure. But that's kind of what it looks like right now from what he's being told, that Taylor Rapp won't be playing. And, you know, probably next year is the timeline for him. So, yeah, I mean, but we all knew that Taylor Rapp was going to be out a while. He's placed on IR. This isn't, like, new news that you're losing a player that you were thinking you were going to be with here. This just really kind of cements them having to go forward at safety with the guys they have, deciding what they want to do there. Do they want to go outside the organization and bring somebody in by the trade deadline at 4 p.m. on Tuesday? Do they like what they see in Jordan Hancock? What do they feel about Jordan Poyer having to play these meaningful snaps that he's playing? So I think a lot of decisions have to be made at safety.
You know, you could, like, perfectly well Jordan Hancock's development and even Poyer playing a role, but they're down, you know, two guys now that they were counting on, Hamlin and Rapp, and I don't know. We'll see what happens come Tuesday at 4 o'clock, but I want to say I'd be surprised if they didn't add someone. You know, I don't know if that'll be in the form of a trade or just some veteran that might be sitting out there that they can nick for nothing, but I think it's probably called for. Like, again, I like that they're working Hancock in. I think that's smart to do. I'm glad. I think I even said when you were visiting with us last Friday, I hope this game against Carolina goes in such a way that they can get some snaps under the belts of these guys, like Hairston making his first appearance and then Hancock on the back end. But I still think maybe another body is probably going to be needed.
I don't disagree. I would offer this, though. If Taron Johnson is healthy enough to be, like, counted on, I could see them making Cam Lewis more of a safety going forward. Is not just as much of a nickel, you know what I mean? Like, and say, we have a guy. Now, they do have Sam Franklin, but as you guys know, just so everybody knows, on the roster he's listed as a safety, but he is just a special teams guy. But he can play safety. Right. That's his natural position. But I think the plan would be initially, like, what do you, as far as assets given up, what are you looking at? If you need to trade for somebody and it just doesn't feel like it's right to do, I think the more natural thing they would do is say, well, now that Max Hairston is at corner and we sold Jamarcus Ingram, we can move Cam Lewis to more of a safety role if that is needed and kind of put him back in the could be one week, could be something else another week.
Scrambling. Maybe this is a question for next week, but if there is this move that you might even be taking for granted, just what kind of timeline would you have at safety or, you know, even DB? They did it with Rasul Douglas, and, you know, he held up. Like, that wasn't a disaster at
all. He had a real positive impact that first year when he showed up.
Just want every position, Sal, is different. They're unique in, I think, how much time a player might need to get to know what a team is really wants from them.
Yeah, and I just think it depends on the player and what systems he's been in, how they translate. The Bills really rely on that position to have guys they trust and guys that know what they're doing to get people lined up right. I mean, that is something they talk about every week, like lining up properly. I know it sounds basic, but you got to be able to line up. They can't do as much disguising, even with Jordan Hancock, right? Like that you did with Hyde and Poyer. They like doing things like that. You bring in a guy in that's cold, like you're not doing any of that pretty much probably. It's probably something that they want to make sure we're not just standing stationary and tipping our hand on every single play because this guy's playing half the field, anything like that. To me, it's the toughest position on this team that they would want to bring in somebody and feel like you could be up to speed as quick as possible. But it's not impossible. Yeah. You can get guys who know the system or at least have been in systems that are similar to feel that you can at least get there in short order.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline with us here on this Football Friday for a few more minutes. Sal, we all know so much attention and conversation within the fan base, on our shows, all of our platforms, about the receiving core. How big a game does Sunday feel like for Keon Coleman, if you think it's a big game for him at all?
Well, I think it's a big game simply because it just could quiet a lot of what's being talked about, or it could completely just ramp it up even more, considering that right. Xavier Worthy is on the other side, and a prominent former player went on a podcast and really kind of, you know, just criticized him and said some things that went viral that he's aware of. The media asked him about it. And I think it just kind of puts more of a spotlight on all of that. And that's probably why. Big game from that standpoint, from how people talk about him. I don't think it's a big game as far as, you know, his career arc necessarily. There's still more time left this season. And by the end of the season, we're going to have a big body of work and more information on that as it goes. By the way, we didn't talk about Gabe Davis did not practice today. That's not on the injury report. Excuse me, because he's on the practice squad. He is not playing on Sunday. Sean McDermott did confirm he's not playing on Sunday. They're not elevating him. And Joshua Palmer is out. So I'm assuming they'll just roll with five receivers. They're not going to bring up Christian Wilkerson or Steven Gosnell from the practice squad. But they could do that if they wanted to. But I do think it's a big game from that part of it. You know, Bulldog, like, this is a chance for this young man to and it's not just on him. It's on the coordinator. It's on the quarterback. It's on everybody. But it's a chance for this young man to really kind of step up and show the Bills and the fans and the country and the NFL watching that, hey, I mean, this is why they drafted me and not the other guy over there. And if it goes the other way, it's just going to continue to throw more gasoline on that fire.
Furthers that, right. Fair or not, Xavier Worthy touchdowns in both games against the Bills last year, regular season and AFC Championship. Coleman did not play, I think, in the regular season meeting. He didn't factor into the box score, at least. And he had one catch for 12 yards in the playoff game. All right.
Matt Prater, I think it was right before. I think he got hurt right before that game, I think, if I remember.
Right, yeah. I think that's right.
You assuming Prater's good? I mean, limited all 3 days.
McDermott basically said he thinks he'll play. So, yeah. I did ask him about Tyler Bass today.
Thank you. I thanks for volunteering that. I didn't want to ask you and have you go like, I'm sorry, I ran out of time or something.
No, I did. And so did so Sean does his weekly radio appearance with me, and then he does another media briefing with the rest of the local media afterward. He was asked by me and by them, and basically the collective answer between the two was Tyler does stuff, you know, on his own. He's doing great and he's working really hard, and there's no definitive timeline though on getting him back. Like, he did not commit to him coming back or not coming back.
By the way, on Davis, who you already brought up, do you have any reason to think like they were ready for him to be activated, but there was a setback, or was he just not in the plans for this week?
It's a good question. So Sean said when he talked with me, he said he was feeling, what was the word he used? Totally forgot now. I forgot the word that he used. Inflammation from practice this week. So, I always thought that he wasn't going to play, but I don't think there was a zero chance, you know? And this is, you know, you get inflammation. I'm guessing the knee. I don't know. He didn't say that part of it, but I'm guessing knee inflammation because that's what he came back from. You know, that's not an encouraging thing that, when you hear that, that he came back from that injury and, you know, he's trying to work back.
How about the Miami development today, Sal? You can't be shocked, right, the way they're going?
I'm not shocked, but this is a weird time to fire a GM, guys. I mean, like, you just usually don't fire the GM at this time. Usually the GM is fired at the end of the season, and then the scouting staff is basically fired after the draft, or all of them after the draft. Like, the GM and the scouting staff, you don't get rid of during the season because they have all the information for the draft. You don't want to let that intel walk out the door. The GM kind of sets the tone for the draft and all that. So you can do that because someone else can take over. But generally, you don't see that. Generally, it's the coach. So I'm not surprised they moved on from Chris Greer. Heck, he's been the general manager for longer than Brandon Bean has been the general manager in Buffalo. And they've won diddly poo to put, you know, Jim Morris spin on it, right? And I know the Bills haven't gotten to Super Bowl, but, you know, Brandon Bean's won division titles and things like that. And this guy's in his own division, got the job before him. Anyway, that being said, it's usually the head coach that goes first. So I wonder if the timing was because of the trade deadline, and maybe Steve Ross, like, I just don't want I don't want him making these decisions by Tuesday.
Right. I don't want you being attached to guys that you know personally or have.
You
know, let me get someone objective in here to just go flamethrower. You want to give me a third for this guy? I don't care that I signed him and loved him and whatever. Like, just objectively, we're just clearing the decks. That's what that smells like to me.
I think so, too. And I'm sure there'll be – I don't know. I haven't read that. I'm sure they have an interim GM in the time being. I don't think they're going to replace him permanently right now. But then we'll see about Mike McDaniel where it goes. But it obviously doesn't bode super well for him.
No. 2-7. Bills next week in Miami.
Yeah.
Sal, thanks, and enjoy the game Sunday.
Enjoy the game tonight, too. North Carolina at Syracuse tonight, Halloween night. How about that?
Oh, of course. That's what you meant.
Yes. No, and you know, I got to tell you, I don't know if you guys know. Seriously, I've been reading about this. Syracuse is starting a kid tonight who's never started a college game. He's a freshman lacrosse player who's also the quarterback, named Joseph Filardi. He will be starting for Syracuse tonight against Bill Belichick, by the way.
At quarterback? Is it at the Dome?
Yes.
Wow. I mean, they are good at lacrosse.
That might.
So is North Carolina,
that might get me. That might get me there during the commercial breaks on the ball game.
There you go. There you go. I like it. All right. Well, I'm glad I could get you there a little bit.
Thank you, sir.
May he fare as well as Trey Savage on balance as of late. All right.
See you guys.
Enjoy the weekend, Sal. Thank you. Yeah. There's Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at Neighbors Pub, 337 Kenmore Avenue. We'll continue after the update. Lines are open for your calls, 803-0550. Picks at 6. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
It's a must-win for Buffalo, and I go back to why last season ended the way it did. If you go to this matchup at home in Buffalo, Josh Allen has that massive run on fourth down that basically salts the Chiefs away, and then you go to the playoff game, that fourth down that was on the road in Kansas City where he's running around against that pressure, no plan for the protection, and it's a Hail Mary heave-up with ends up being somewhat of a drop by Kincaid. For Buffalo to get to the Super Bowl, that game in the playoffs has to be played in Western New York.
Dan Orlovsky, what are the chances? I mean, they're not zero, but compared to like last obviously. What are the chances the Bills and Chiefs will meet in the playoffs at this point? They exist. But last year, it's week 10. What is it, 10-11? And Kansas City is 9-0.
Yeah.
And the Bills are 6-2 to win to get to whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Easy division winners, no doubt about it.
Right.
As long as Baltimore doesn't get in the way, but somebody probably will have to play both Baltimore and Kansas City or Buffalo. That happened.
Yep.
They're going to meet.
Yeah.
And this year, it's not a given.
It's not a given, you know, because they're not, you know, setting the pace in their respective divisions right now. Man, I would bet heavily on them meeting in the playoffs. I think they're the two teams I think still to beat in the conference. The season tests you and your belief all the time from a fan standpoint. I think they're still the two best teams. I'm going to need to see New England. Let me see what New England does between now and the time the Bills go there in Week 15. Are they so good? Like, previewing picks, I'm taking the stupid Falcons getting 5.5 points at Foxborough. I'm just not sure New England deserves almost a touchdown against anyone right now.
We just did this the last two or three weeks.
I know we did. But I'm
Cleveland.
I'm heading right back in.
Tennessee.
I love to miss picks.
Taking New England.
And the same for the Colts. Like I just let's see what you can really do if you get actually behind in a game. You know, like they have been out front all year long, and like that's to their credit. They're playing with a very favorable game script. But is someone going to be able to, I don't know, turn them over when they take the ball first if they win the toss and get a lead on them? Not that 7-0 would exactly get you out of running Jonathan Taylor all the time and just setting up your whole offense, but still.
So they're getting the ball first in every game because they won
it? I don't know that they are getting it first every time. I just know that when they've won the toss, they have taken the ball.
And teams they play probably haven't.
Right. Right, because most teams still do defer, I think. And I think the Colts might be on the front end of some new idea there. We'll see if it gets a foothold.
Look at this.
More people start doing it.
We're sitting next to each other today out here at Neighbors Pub. You can see it on the Pro Football Reference page. Takeaways in every game.
Right.
It's 11 in eight games. They have takeaway in every game.
I mean, you know, we saw last year with the Bills that a team can keep that up all year long. So I don't want to assume that they won't. But I'm just not – I don't think they've really been pushed yet, the Colts. And, you know, maybe their schedule is favorable enough that they will barely be pushed. But I don't know. If these two teams make the playoffs, I'd be surprised if they're not staying in it. Unless they play in, you know, somehow in a – like one of them wins their division and the other one doesn't, and they're a 3-6 or a 2-7 or something matchup in a wild card game.
Yes.
Bills-Chiefs like that. That could happen. But that still would be meeting in the playoffs. I think if they don't play in a wild card round, they'll meet in the division round or the championship game. I think that's what I still would bet on. Okay. I would expect that.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I like the Colts a lot. I'm picking them today at Pittsburgh, -3.
All right. Another chance for it to make up ground.
Because the way it all sounds to me, everybody to me on the Colts, perhaps not yourself, everybody to me on the Colts sounds one way. Well, I mean, you got to be impressed with the numbers and the season and everything, but it's still Daniel Jones. I think it's reasonable to picture Indianapolis getting to the playoffs with Daniel Jones and cracking against somebody like the Chiefs or the Bills. I think that's a reasonable take.
Yep.
They're going to be in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to win 12.
At 7-1 already, I mean, they would have to really, really puke and puke a lot.
Their schedule isn't the easiest or the hardest.
Right.
At Pittsburgh this week. I mean, huge if they win. Now they're just going to go to Pittsburgh and win.
Right.
I'm impressed. They went to the Chargers and won easily. They have you know, cleaned up against everybody. Arizona was a little bit dicey. The Denver game was a little bit lucky, but that's a good team.
Yeah.
And you had the Ram game that they lost, which was kind of fluky. I mean, they deserve their record. At Pittsburgh, Atlanta, that game is in Europe, bye week, then Arrowhead, bye week before the Chiefs.
Nice.
Houston at home. They have two with Houston, two with Jacksonville. 3-1. Then they have at Seattle in there and San Francisco. Their final six games go.
Ooh, I like that. I like that they've got those two tough NFC teams.
I don't think San Francisco's tough, but they have been.
I'm basing that on reputation, maybe more than what we've seen this year.
Yeah, they're not dead, and they get healthy, and maybe they're live by week 16.
Right, that's what I'm thinking there. Yeah,
doesn't. We'll see. Their last six games: Houston at Jacksonville, at Seattle, San Francisco, Jacksonville at Houston. They should be at worst 8-3 for that. Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying. There's nothing I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, no, and you're not trying to convince me. I think they're going to be a playoff team. It's just I still think the Bills and the Colts are the best teams.
The Chiefs.
Bills and the Chiefs. Yeah, thank you. Are still the class of the conference, even though right now they're not sitting on top of their perch. So I'd be surprised if they don't end up seeing each other again.
Okay. You expect it. Okay.
Yeah. And this game, that's part of the reason why I'm not sort of as blasé about this game. Blasé is not the right word, but, you know, game of the year, New England, week 15. Like, I think this game is still – this could determine where that game happens if they meet again. And, you know, sure, I know the Bills have, you know, equal opportunity offenders here. They've lost to the Chiefs in the playoffs, you know, no matter where the game has been played. But it's only happened here the one time, and I'd like to get that – I'd like to get another look at them in January here. Make Mahomes come here one more time. Like he already alluded to, that this could be the last
historic
time they play there. Right. Historic.
The rivalry is historic.
I mean, imagine that. That's the AFC Championship game, and that is truly, we know definitively, the last football game in the state.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Stadium. Man, that is hot.
There might be a flag game after that. Aren't there flag football teams now?
Sure. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
The Friday Drive at 5 brought to you by Northtown Hyundai. Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. By Northwest Bank for what's next. Get started at northwest.com. By Excelsior Orthopedics Express. Sideline with a sprain, strain, or break. Get to Excelsior Orthopedics Express. All right, a couple of the picks have been leaked.
Yes, leaked. Sir. Leaked.
Game six of the World Series tonight. I think still do have a ticket to game seven that I think I probably can't use. I really want it to end. I want it tonight.
I really thought about, I talk about John Gale as something of a character on this show for people who listen, I think, all the time. I bring him up often, my friend from Ridgeway, Ontario, one of the best friends my family's ever had. I don't have anything. I got to do the Halloween candy until, 8 o'clock, lights out after that. The kids are both out for Halloween. My wife's working. I thought about, do I want to? I mean, he's 15 minutes across the bridge. There are places that we used to go when we lived up there in the summers all the time that I've not been to in many, many years now. Do I want to put that on him? Hey, dude, I'm coming. Let's go. Let's have a night. And I think it would wreck him. He's someone who may be, I don't know, it's conceivable to me that in the seventh inning of this game, if the Blue Jays are up by one or two runs and there's a Dodger on base, that he is standing holding some sort of scepter on one leg jumping up and down because I do not want to mess with the man's mojo by saying, hey, because I know in the back of his mind, if we did that and I get up there and the Dodgers score four in the fourth inning or something, he's going to be mad at me.
It's your fault.
Why did you come?
Yeah.
I need to be in my house watching. He'll be WeChatting with his son from China and his other son that lives in Toronto, and they'll be doing what they're doing. Literally, I don't know what time is it in China when this game goes on. His son Alex will be awake watching this game with him. I don't want to mess with it.
I want to say it's a big country, but I want to say, right, give or take an hour, 16 hours ahead.
Right. I don't want to mess with any of that.
What do you think?
So I had the thought, if selfish for me, it'd be fun, go watch in a bar in Canada, but I'm just going to shut her down and sit home.
It's an afternoon game in China.
Right.
Tomorrow afternoon. Call them and find out who won. Greg Bauk, if you're out there, happy belated birthday to Greg.
Ah, thank you.
He loved that joke.
Yes.
He built a whole career off that joke.
Yes.
How you know the future if you live in a future time zone. I you can use that if you're out there.
It's a Guam.
The Guam joke.
The Guam joke.
It all comes back to Guam. The international dateline.
I feel like maybe America, right? Samoa was involved in that at one point.
Yeah, probably. Should have been.
It's all kind of easy.
Picks at 6 from Neighbor's Pub on Kenmore Avenue. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.